Fortune tanto vulnera, sibi latibus obsedis, quod su amici vulnera, sutra imprevedis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday, April 6, 2026. I am your embattled host coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. We're entering the 441st day of the return of Trump. And boy, is it a paradox. So much good's been done and so much bad, and it's getting worse by the minute. Let me start with this. Trump came out on Easter and said, Allah Akbar, God is great. Open the effing strait. Or face total destruction. And Iran came back with a 15-point plan. That's basically the same as the last one. Ceasefire, all your military bases leave, you know, $500 billion. And Trump said, nope. So now I'm going to destroy all your major bridges and all of what's left of your power plants. And the Iranians, all the historians and military experts believe, have a 90-plus percent chance of hanging on indefinitely. And so from go, it was a failed plan. The Pentagon and the 17 intelligence agencies gave him a review 5 days before and even leaked it to the press. And you saw Susie Wiles last week, and I talked to folks that were in the meetings. She leaked three times saying the war needs to end now. And she's a hawk. Eric Prince said don't do it day one and explain why. And then we have Mark Levin saying we are Iranian agents because we said it wasn't going to work. Again, you can have a revolver. They have them with 10 cylinders. They have those. I own one with a 22 and a 38 special. And normally Russian roulette, you do it with six cylinders with one live cartridge. And you spin it. And people do high bets and do it. It's real. People do it. It's crazy. It's not a myth. Look it up. I would never do that unless it was like, you know, play Russian roulette or we're going to kill your kids. Something like that. You know, the Vietnamese, when they capture our troops, will make them do it and gamble over them. A lot of soldiers, POWs, died like that. But I wouldn't do it unless it was a gun to my children's head. That's one bullet out of six. What about nine out of 10? 92% chance, Pentagon report. Not just one analyst. That was the consensus. 90% chance you won't get regime change. They close Strait of Hormuz. You don't roll the dice on a 92% chance of failure. But you notice Trump keeps doubling down. These are cold, hard facts. The dissenters were the head of CENTCOM and Hegseth and a bunch of political advisors telling Trump, no, we can do it. Let's do it. Now, good news. You got to monitor Mark Levin on Fox over the weekend because he's the mouth of our real foreign policy president, Benjamin Netanyahu, and he tells you what Trump's thinking. Trump says, tune into this repeatedly to hear what I think. And he said, well, we need to wind this down now and have a permanent U.S. military base, probably in Israel, that just routinely bombs any targets that pop up and just kind of have the Israel policy for the U.S. the way they have theirs for Gaza and the West Bank and Lebanon and Syria. Build a huge military base, he said, somewhere, probably Israel, and then just bomb them. They say, well, how's that good news? Well, he's saying off-ramp. That's the off-ramp. That's not off-ramp for me, but that's their off-ramp. That's the Israeli policy. If they can't take something out, they just keep bombing it basically forever. And what did I tell you over the weekend? And the videos all went viral. Tens of millions of views. One video got like 8 million views, another 5, 6 million, a whole bunch, 4 or 5 million. I counted it was like 18 million, probably 20 million views right now on like 6 or 7 videos I put out, which I'm glad, you know, got out. But I got swarmed, and it's just an example of the propaganda that's out there. I got swarmed by neocon bots and Mark Levin and all the other usual suspects attacking me, saying I'm a slob, I'm a scumbag, I'm an Iranian agent, I'm a Qatari agent, I'm an idiot, I'm a failure, I'm off the air, or my show's bigger than ever. And you can go read these. I mean, these are hundreds of thousands of comments. It just goes on and on and on with all of them attacking and saying I'm full of crap and I don't know anything and blah, 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 blah. What were they talking about? I am more effective in many ways behind the scenes because I've been on air 32 years. 32 years on the 15th, just in less than 10 days. And I basically know everybody. And everybody calls me. I mean, dozens of members of Congress every week. What do you think about this UFO thing? What do you think about the Federal Reserve? This? What should we do on that? What are questions for this? What are questions for that? And so I've got all these sources. And so I started making some phone calls. I was so concerned about what to do with this war and what Trump's really thinking. And I talked to a whole bunch of people, Pentagon, intelligence, White House, Trump confidants, Pentagon journalists, and they know who they are. But it's the same way I told you they had a meeting 6 days after Kirk was killed, and Kash Patel said shut down any foreign involvement investigations or any accomplices domestically. Of course, it came out exactly as I said, the exact meeting, the exact date. Now, why do I get this? Because they don't have a huge show, and they're scared to put it out themselves. I've had top journalists, as big as I am or bigger. Who could that be? Gee, I don't know. Give me a lot of this intel as well, because at the time, they were still trying to preserve the relationship with the president. These people are very close to J.D. Vance. I'll leave it at that. And I mean very close to J.D. Vance. And obviously, this is known. My phones are all tapped, so it's not a secret. And it's not like they're leaking anything classified or anything. But Vance has been vehemently anti-war. Once Trump goes, he backs him. He signed up for that. I'm not even attacking him for that. That's what he signed up for. Be loyal and follow what the president says. Even Susie Wiles, who gets demonized a lot. And I have big problems with her in a lobbying firm. She's been pissed off. And you know, I told you that weeks ago. It was in the news last week. So when I tell you this, two of the people are close confidants of Trump. Another is let's just say, very close in the cabinet. And they're wanting me to know this. Just like when Charlie Kirk called me many times before that, but a couple times right before he got killed, saying, keep up the Epstein pressure. He's not in there, but they've convinced him at the CIA not to release it. And I told you about this right after he died. Keep it up. You know, we're putting pressure. You saw that come out other places in his text messages. He also said, keep up the pressure on Iran. This will derail everything. This will derail the recovery. It'll be a quagmire. He's got a lot of bad forces putting pressure on him. And you saw, then the Israel lobby denied that Kirk ever said that, and they released the text messages and found clips of him on TV saying it. So the point is, there's a lot of lobbying of the president going on. And they don't want smart people like Charlie Kirk or Tulsi Gabbard or Joe Kent or me advising the president. And that was big news in the first admin. New chief of staff's main job is keeping Alex Jones away from Trump. Remember all those headlines? I'd say, sir, you know, this person's George Soros, this person's globalist, this person's, he'd fire him. Just like you see a reporter, when they open up the reporters, they kind of cut that back now. They come up and say, Mr. President, did you know this? He'd check it and fire him 2 hours later. He'd go, really? Really? On a whole bunch of issues. I mean, he is the president. He is making the decisions, but these bad people are able to convince him, so they spend all their time bubble wrapping him. And Robert Barnes has been his lawyer, been his advisor. Went around the country quietly to Georgia and Arizona, Pennsylvania, exposing it all. Very close to the president. And a bunch of the firings you've seen in high positions are all because they thought the person talked to Barnes. He's coming up in the third hour. He'll tell you exactly what I'm telling you is dead on, folks, okay? So I'm not going to name names. Very soon, these individuals, some of them, not the ones in the White House, are going to come on, and they're just trying. It's so big, though. They're waiting for Trump to do the right thing. But I can tell you this, and you've seen it in the news already. You don't need to believe me, but I want to give you the inside baseball here. Trump was told 3 to 4 days. That's come out. He he really believed that the uprisings that we now learned Israel and the CIA were funding, they now admitted that on Fox News over the weekend, were going to be successful if they just killed the leadership. But they're not vertically integrated, the leadership. They are parallel. It's designed, basically, I mean, there's kind of a hump towards the apex of leadership, but it's a very, very distributed establishment where you kill, and they've got hundreds deep for each position. Hundreds deep. Thousands when it comes to mullahs. You've only got to be a man and related directly to a certain percentage to Muhammad to be a part of the Council of 12. They've got thousands of people to replace the Council of 12. So that's how the Shiite thing works. Study it if you want to know about it. So Trump keeps saying we've killed 50 of their top leaders. All you did was get more hardcore people under him. Their brothers, their sons, their cousins. And so that's what's happening here. And so I was told, and almost a month ago, 3 days in, that Trump wanted an off-ramp and thought it was, they're about to fall. People like, oh, no, yeah, right. And then he's like, no, they're about to fall. Or we've beat them. Regime change. We already have it. And then over the weeks, I've talked to folks, and a lot Friday and Saturday and then yesterday too, because we're all talking, and it is almost a consensus of horror in the White House, including Susie Wiles, who I told you that weeks ago, now it's in the news, that this is derailing the economy, bare minimum, and that the mullahs aren't going to give up, and it is going to be seen as a big loss if we don't find a way to get out, stop it, and declare victory. And every week it goes on, it destroys the global economy, and that's connected to us even more with the fertilizer and the fuel and the natural gas. And that Trump is really upset with Mark Levin and others. And you saw him last Thursday at the White House meeting go, you know, there's a lot of really bad, evil people I listen to, and I probably shouldn't listen to them, but they're nice to me, so I do anything for them. That's what Trump does before he turns against somebody. He says, I really like them, but boy, they cause me problems. Next, he says, well, I don't know about them. Then they're gone. I knew on Monday when he said, I don't know about Tulsi Gabbard. I said, she's fired. I'll get to that in a moment, because she's not now, for now. I'll tell you exactly what happened. I'm going to talk directly to the president for an hour. Well, it's just really hard to guess, isn't it? So here's what's going on, folks. Trump is gambling. So he thinks that if he keeps killing the leadership and keeps blowing them up, he'll finally get to some leaders that'll make a deal. But that's not been happening. So now he's going to try to kill a bunch more. They're doing it right now and tomorrow with this big, gigantic strike. But he hasn't lied about those. They just get bigger and bigger. It's like Martians, they attack the Earth. It's like watching somebody pull the legs off an ant under a magnifying glass with tweezers. As much as I dislike the mullahs, I hate seeing this under the civilian population and everybody laughing at the White House and acting like it's cute, and the bombing footage, like bombing porn, and all the silliness about it. I mean, that's bad luck. Even if we're going to do it, it's just... it's over the top. And on Easter, I cuss sometimes. I like the fact Trump's off the cuff sometimes at a rally or something, but you don't do it at a church service. And you don't say on Easter, F you mothers, you either, you know, give up the effing straight, or, you know, God is great, Allah Akbar, I'm going to destroy all of you. I mean, you know what he said. I'll read the Truth Social. It's just beyond catty. Tuesday will have Power Plant Day and Bridge Day, all wrapped up in one. In Iran, there will be nothing like it. Open the effing strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Donald John Trump. So, over the top, folks. And that's not like he used to be. It's like Trump turned up 10 times. I liked the one before. This is... and yeah, does it scare the Russians? Does it scare the Chinese? Yeah. Sometimes it's dangerous if your enemies are too scared. And is it an act? No, I told you that under the pressure... and all he went through, being persecuted and shot and all the rest of it, and he was shot. That's a lie. That was fake. You can't fake that. You can't fake people getting shot behind him, all of it. And that, you know, real when you see it. He broke upwards. Instead of breaking down, he broke up. And that's happened to me, not to that level, because it happens to a man that doesn't give up. You just get meaner and don't care more and more. But I've had it happen a few times in my life, leveling up. Happened a few years ago. You notice it, see it, all of it. Trump leveled up in a good way, but also a bad way. And I've been told this by his very close confidants, and I'm not going to name names just because they asked me not to, but they said I could say all this. You know we're talking about a couple of them. And they said he just does not give an F now. I mean, completely. And he used to like to hear people that disagreed. He got, even during the campaign, where he didn't want to hear disagreements anymore. He wanted to hear all positive stuff and everything was going to be wonderful and blah, blah, blah. That's why you see all the ass kissing of him and all the rest of it. Because he felt like he did so much and he thinks he's doing the right job and he's sick of all these backstabbers. So as long as they kiss his ass up there on TV, and it's over the top, it's very saccharine-y, sicky sweet, he likes them until he starts figuring things out. So here's what's happening. This is total inside baseball. And when I came out Saturday and said, this is good news, and obviously once I put that report out, I got more calls that confirmed it even more. Good news, he's looking for an off-ramp internally. He knows that he was lied to. He knows it's hurting the economy. He's really upset about the straight, even though he's saying he isn't. Oh, go ahead and keep the straight. We don't care. Now, next day, effing turn it over. We're going to blow you up. Put you in the Stone Age. He's really upset with the people that advised him. And I said, what was that Levin thing about? He goes, oh, absolutely. He is really, really now just think Levin's an idiot. And then I saw Levin Saturday night. Okay, we need to go ahead and end it, but you know, have a permanent U.S. base and just kill them here and there when we need to. Well, that's better than World War IV. And Mark Levin makes jokes about World War IV. It's what the CIA calls it, Dumbo. World War III was the Cold War, Dumbo. Go read the Army War College, Dumbo. Know it all. You don't know anything. He even says on here, I don't know about the military. I'll listen to the military geniuses. They know what to do. The military geniuses said, don't do it, Mark. So if you want to know about the military, read what the experts say and study it yourself. Consensus, it was bad. And did it turn out like I said and the Pentagon said and Eric Prince, who might know a little bit more than you about it? Yeah. Don't stick your dick in a light socket or a beehive. Man, it pisses me off. And then Israel puts itself right in the middle as the villain. And now our approval rating globally is going down as well, which affects the dollar. And then everything turns into constant 24-hour Jew hate, which makes me just Calgon, take me away. I'm so sick of it. Oh, but there's a real thrill with the Zionists, you know, being the center of attention and playing the victim. And then the damn Islam over there on the other side, it's just, ugh. The whole Middle East, I just want to vomit it out of my guts. Just, it's like rotten food poisoning. Sick of Israel, sick of the Muslims, sick of all of you. But I don't get down on your level and hate you and say you're the source of all evil. There's plenty of that going around, but God dog it, you suck. That's how I really feel. I'm talking about all your people, not all the Muslims, not all the Jews, but the damn leaders are just a bunch of loons, a bunch of crazy people. So, and I'm sick of you running my life. I'm sick of you running my government. I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of the Muslims bitching and complaining and their leftist alliance and their crap. Oh, I can't stand any of you. My destiny is not yours. I don't like orbiting you. Excuse me. I'm going to stop right now. Just get out of my life. How about that? I don't hate you. I'm indifferent. Get off my lawn. Get away from my mind, my religion, my kids. Leave me alone. Damn it, the Muslims sure want to run our lives, take over our society at every level. Israel just wants to run our government. Oh, I'm so sick of it all. Sorry, I'm ranting. So I'm on record breaking thousands of stories exclusive. And, of course, 99% of the time it turns out to be accurate. Sometimes things change. And I just love how I'm talking to all these people in the White House that are freaked out. And the neocons say I'm a liar and I'm making it up, even though days later Trump always comes out and says exactly what I said. No, Susie Wiles is in the news that she's upset and it needs to end. That's his chief of staff. And I told you that weeks before it came out. So, here's the other thing. I told you Monday, Tulsi Gabbard is going to get fired. Whenever Trump starts saying, oh, do you like Tulsi? He's like, yeah, she's all right. You're gone. So I talked to multiple people that talked at length to Trump last week. He called them, and they both said, Mr. President, who gave you Crossfire Hurricane? Who gave you all the other documents? Oh, it was her. Yeah, because he literally, he's not that he forgets, he focuses on one thing at a time, kind of like Asperger's. Remember that? And remember who blocked it? Pam Bondi. No, sir. Pam Bondi's lazy. Pam Bondi just does her makeup and goes on Fox, which you told her to do. It's Todd Blanche. And then they walked him through that. He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That's, yeah. And also going to turn Tulsi into a big political enemy for the Republicans. And she'll run and could potentially win in the primaries. And, you know, you're wanting J.D. Vance Rubio, right? Oh, yeah. Why don't you keep her closer? Oh, yeah. In fact, you should put her more in charge. She's the only one who follows your orders in the intelligence agencies. And, you know, Joe Kent quit to get your attention about this war. Was he right about it? And Trump's like, oh, she's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, okay, okay. And so she's not gone now. What you heard is directly from the president, okay? This is what went on. So there was a whole nother, this just gets into psychology, and understand people's brains. It's not just about me or people attacking me. It's about kind of the camps. It's a good example. Massive, hundreds of thousands of comments, tens of millions of views, all these other people attacking me, not traditional leftists, but former Trump supporters, saying Jones says he's off the Trump train, but now he's back on Trump's ding-dong, was the thing they would say. They'd say riding Trump. Because I'm like, hey, let's lobby and put pressure on Trump to off-ramp this, and I hear he is trying to off-ramp, and it isn't a great news that we saved Tulsi Gabbard. Whether you love or hate Trump, don't we want to have him try to stop the war? Don't we want to keep Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. in there? Or do you just want to just totally give up on politics and vote Democrat and not try to get control of the administration away in a tug of war from the neocons in Israel? Because that's what they want. The Israel lobby and the others and the military-industrial complex, they want control of Trump. They want to isolate him. And then the so-called anti-Trumpers that just attack him 24-7 no matter what, it's reasonable when he's done something wrong, are mad at me that I'm giving them exclusive information about we barely saved Tulsi Gabbard and he's trying to get an off-ramp. That's why we need to put public pressure and peaceful demonstrations and tall talk radio and call our Congress people. And behind the scenes, you've seen all these big defenders in Congress come out horrified saying the Pentagon says Trump wants ground troops. We don't want to do it. And then they fire the head of the army because he tells Trump it's not a good idea. That's Trump's order. No, we need to be heard more than ever. That's not riding Trump's wiener to get on his ass. That's crazy. So you got the left of the globalists hitting both sides. The so-called fake conservative anti-Trumpers and the neocons all want to keep real MAGA, real Americans who know what we're doing away from Trump. No, we're not doing that. It's like a crazy person driving a train. We're trying to get in there and get him back on track. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.